Smoke Radio. This is Smoke Radio.
You are listening to a Smoke Radio podcast with Cassie Galpin. I spoke to Michelle Siebert and Nicola Allett to find out what WinPal, Westminster Inspiration Network Peer-Assisted Learning Scheme, at Harrow is all about.
Hi, my name is Michelle and I'm an ambassador of the WinPal project.
Hi, I'm Nicola Allett. I'm an academic learning advisor in student affairs and I'm the leader of the WinPal project. WinPal is a student-to-student support scheme. The idea is that more experienced students give first years that extra helping hand, so helping them with their study skills, their IT skills, and helping them sort of get used to university life. And we're running several schemes under the WinPal heading. One of them's called Learning Cafes, and this is where the second, third year undergraduate students sort of run these cafes where first years can turn up, talk about the issues of academic writing, and we have lots of exciting activities run by the students. The other thing we have is IT skills, where we have sessions that are run by trained students that run on Adobe Illustrator, Photoshop, InDesign, and Microsoft Office. So anyone who needs introductory courses for those, also a really great place to start.
So it helps people sort of take that next step up to university. People have just come from their A-levels and need a bit of support, really.
Yeah, because we don't, sometimes from A-levels, we don't really know what's expected when we get to university in terms of academic writing or how to manage your time when you're here.
Michelle, could you tell me a bit about your involvement in this project?
I'm the ambassador of this project and I'm really excited about it because I will be working with amazing and very talented students from my university as a second and third years. We'll be volunteering to help these first years. Why I'm excited about this project is because when I was a first year, I didn't have such opportunity to like find someone who would help me and give me like friendly advice what to do. And all the advisors, they were really like in high demand. So our tutor told us, well, if you want to book them, it's like very hard, so make sure to do it in advance. And I had a problem with essay writing because it was like I'm an international student kind of, and it was very hard for me in the beginnings. So I'm very excited to be here to help the first years to make sure that they will have like less stressful days with writing essays and so on.
You've said like who it's for and what it's about, but how do you think it will help students and be really beneficial?
In terms of getting support, you know, there's lots of different avenues you can get support. You can get support from your tutors, you can get support from people like me, student advice, student affairs, but we don't sort of get that sort of informal help. Getting to know sort of what the second and third years went through can actually really help us get a sense of what university is about, what kind of things are going to come up, what kind of issues you might have. And, you know, you're kind of getting that sort of insider information in a sense by turning up to these places. You get that sense of what you can expect in the next year.
That's great. So it's a bit of sort of snooping into your next year so that you know what's coming up.
Yeah.
I suppose in my course, I've been quite lucky because we're quite good mates with the year above. But in bigger class sizes, that must be really difficult. Mm. So how can you get involved with the project?
We've kind of got two things that we wanted to talk about today. First of all, first year students. We've got a timetable of activities that you can take part in, the learning cafes and the IT skills. You can find them on our website, which is westminster.ac.uk/win-pal. So, you know, have a look on there, see whether any of the activities appeal to you. And they will be starting, the learning cafes start 15th of October. And they run every fortnight on a Wednesday afternoon right in the forum. So we'll be visible. You should be able to see our friendly volunteers and feel free to drop in.
So you can just show up.
You can just show up.
Past.
If you want to take part in activities, then do sign up on our sign up sheet because the activities may take about an hour and we'll have sort of limited places for that. Mm. But if you just want to turn up and just ask a quick question to one of our friendly volunteers, you're more than welcome to. The IT skills start the week after, so Wednesday the 22nd of October. And again, you can find all the information on the website. And then we also wanted to mention that we are still trying to get volunteers for this. So if you'd like to help to run the learning cafes and you're a second or third year undergraduate who knows what kind of things are expected for academic skills, then you still have the opportunity to take part. And we're running a session just in the forum on the 1st of October. Mm-hmm. It's a drop-in, so 12 till 3. If you're interested in volunteering for this and you just want to ask us some more questions, then please drop in on the 1st of October between 12 and 3. And some of the benefits that we have are the things like CV experience. Obviously, you're going to build your CV by getting experience of helping students.
Great, yeah.
The other thing is that we're offering some really interesting prizes to our best volunteers. And one of the things that we have is Lionsgate Production Company. They've offered us 2 tickets to a premiere.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're a really hardworking volunteer, you have that opportunity. And we also have you can also, if you're sort of taking part, you can get a certificate of achievement and also be up for awards for volunteering, such as the Volunteering Roll of Honour as well. So lots of things going on for our volunteers as well.
Do you see that it would be really beneficial for volunteers to get involved, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely, because you get to know the other people as well. It's good for networking, I would say. Mm. And I think that, like, for me, definitely helping others is what makes me feel much better. And if I see that we can help the first years and any other, maybe even second years can come to have a chat with the second years and third years. So everyone is welcome, not just first years. That's very important to know. And so I'm sure that it's beneficial for everyone.
The only question I've got is, some people might be a bit sceptical of peer learning schemes. I wondered what you would say to people who might be feeling like that.
Well, I think the thing is that people are a bit scared of anything that's different or change. Mm. But there's lots of universities that are actually doing this really successfully, because students enjoy talking to other students. Students learn a lot from other students. You know, we can ask questions that we might not feel are able to ask our lecturers, because we get slightly embarrassed or we feel that there might be some judgments there. You know, it's more of a friendly way of getting some really valuable advice. So please try it and give us your feedback as well, because we really want to sort of build on this so that next year we come back even better.
Yeah, and having coffee for free and tea, I think it's another beneficial and very great thing to do.
That sounds great. So could you just remind us the email address or the website address to get involved on?
To find out more, go to westminster.ac.uk/win-pal. So that's PAL. And in terms of, if you want to just ask us some questions about volunteering, please turn up at the forum on the 1st of October, 12 till 3. We'll also be giving some information out the week after on the 8th of October to first years about the Learning Cafe scheme. So if you want to pick up a flyer with the timetable, then please come along to the forum on the 8th as well.
Thanks, Michelle and Nicola. You've been listening to a Smoke Radio podcast. For more information, go to smokeradio.co.uk.